Whiskey, you know, whiskey is a special talent that comes once in a generation.
Yeah, he's special.
He's a door opener who not only knows his talent, he knows his place. That's unique.
Bro, that's deep. Yeah. Not just the talent, he knows his place.
He knows his position. He doesn't have to try. He doesn't have to force. Wizkid opened the door to the young generation today. He brought a new fan base to Afrobeats in 2010, 2011.
100.
That we 100. Haven't seen before. He brought the teeny boppers in. He knows music. He has it. And, you know, there's some people that when we go and see Wizkid, I try to break it down when I'm talking about things. I say, Burna Boy, when I go and see Burna Boy, I go because I know that performance, I saw Burna Boy perform 3 times in 1 week. I wasn't tired. I went to Dublin. I went to everything. I'm there and I'm still vibing the same way because I get a different energy.
Yeah.
I know what he's going to give. If you pay £70 for Burna Boy here and you saw him performing in Dublin, Maberu, don't be scared. Everything he gave them in Dublin is coming to give you in Manchester. Then he's going to go and give them in Paris. You will shortchange you 1 penny. That's Burna. He doesn't know how to do it on a low, on a middle level. He's going to give you 150% every single time. You're not going to hear that, that performance. Burna Boy is going to give you what he gave them in Madison Square Garden. He'll come and give it to you in Leicester. That's him.
I think he's in Madison Square this year. Yeah.
He's going to break the thing there. Davido, he brings a touch of energy and a touch of superstardom to his stage performance. He adds that to it. When you see Davido on the stage as an Afrobeats fan, you are like, this one am I superstar, because he will represent you. If I drop him in a box,
that's good for you.
There's them PDD and all this stuff. I'm not going to be scared that I got somebody that's ready to match them at whatever energy they want to come at. If they want to, it's that energy to perform, I can bring it to the table. If I want to show you I'm a superstar, I'll let you know too. This is Atlanta, baby. Don't get it twisted. Davido is going to bring that to you. And when you see him sparkle on stage, you see that shine. You know this is a superstar, an African superstar of a different dimension. Then when Wizkid comes in, is our emotional connection to the new generation. We watch Wizkid with our hearts. Most of the time. We're not listening. We're not even seeing. It's an emotional connection that once he's there, you know, and he starts
his groove.
Everybody groove. Say, yeah, yeah.
Easy.
You're gone. You yourself, you don't know when you're saying, yeah, yeah.
Bro, I love them. Yeah, like,
you know,
I love them. But then, most of this event, I see you on stage with a mic.
Yeah.
You, as in, control the crowd.
Yeah.
And then there was one day I was watching, I think it was Wizkid 02.
Yeah.
Then you were called the energy god.
Yes.
I was like, energy god. Yeah. I'm an energy god. Leko.
It was somebody that called me this maybe like 5 years ago that, yo, man, you're just the energy god, man. You're the energy guy. He just said it like that. And the next time he saw me, he said it again.
Oh yeah.
This guy now serious energy god. And that was it.
Yeah.
And the next time I'm on stage, everybody just started to say, you bring
but you know
energy.
We have energy god.
Ah, my brother
Dotsun is energy god too. So I was me, like, I'm trying to look who has the most energy.
My spelling is G A W D. His is G O D.
G A W D God. Okay, G O D God.
But Dotsun, listen.
But the two of you get crazy energy anyways.
What the MCs and the hosts and the hype men are doing in Nigeria. Nigeria is a hotbed of talent, innovation, and just serious diversity. What the likes of Dotsun and all of these other hype men are doing in Lagos will change the game forever.
Absolutely.
They completely transformed entertainment, concerts, added so much value to it,
bro,
that it's, you know, it's just unique.
Can you see the extension? Like, it's, now he's even way past the level of music artist.
No.
Now, hype men are going platinum. No, hype men.
No, you can't. When we're hosting, shout outs to the Afro Nation crew. When I'm hosting Afro Nation alongside Eddie Cardi and Co, we're spending 8 hours on the stage, bro. Yeah, we'll get on stage at 4 and we don't leave the stage till 1 a.m.
4 p.m. Yeah. to 1 a.m.
Yeah, we'll be introducing the acts, we'll have different sets.
And
we'll
still
have,
pop.
Yeah, pop. And we'll do that for 3-4 days straight.
Mm.
So you talk to me about the work you're putting it in. I see Dotun in Nigeria. Oh, I see all those people.
But you guys have done a whole lot. Shops do, especially you.
I appreciate
the level at which you guys have moved this genre outside the shores of Africa and made it a big thing out here. I mean, you guys should be in the Hall of Fame. There's no way they won't.
I think there are people here that have done amazing stuff, you know. Shout outs to, I mentioned them, the Ayoshona, the DJ Abbas, the Black Knights crew,
Black Knights,
you know, Femi Ben TV, Ben Television itself, DJ Abrante, you know, these,
yeah, DJ people, Abrante,
yeah, he had the first show on Choice FM at the time that was playing African music, you know. And you have to understand, DJ Edu on BBC, he's been on BBC for about 14 years now, or if not 15 years. Playing African music. These people have laid some foundations that generations for life
will
benefit from. For life. You know. Wizkid is doing 20,000 now. Rockbo Cocoa Bar.
Rockbo.
Come on. Cocoa Bar, the amount of money they've lost in promoting.
In promoting, bringing artists. Nobody will show up.
Forget it. Forget it. The amount of money, you know, I mentioned lost, not even made.
Lost.
This is money lost. There's no way. Do you know how much money they've lost in trying to do this? So those are the people that we, people like myself, have just picked one or two things from. And like I said, a passionate flame that really wasn't about the stomach, but the heart.
Yeah, the soul.
Made it easy
for them to carry on.
Yeah, everybody's carrying on. And now, you know, before we go, I said something to Smade that 10, 12 years ago, we looked like madmen digging for gold in the bushes where other people were looking at. And when is Yahweh real? What are they doing back there? Digging where everybody had confirmed that this is where R&B and hip hop was making money. But it took them 12 years. They were digging around. And they now came to join us where we had been digging since with Africa Majambi. So now those mad men of 12 years ago and women have now become geniuses today. Because we stuck to it and we believe that this thing, there's something there. People underestimated the power of over 1 billion people in Africa and tens of millions, if not hundreds of millions of Africans in diaspora.
Yes.
They underestimated that power.
America alone has over 8 million Nigerians, especially. I'm not talking about other African countries. Nigerians alone.
I remember over 8 million. Saying that my dream was to see African music on the global charts, your Billboard charts. Now, not only are we entering the charts consistently, you know, with the platforms like Afro Nation and partnerships with the UK chart company and Billboard, we've created our own Afrobeat charts officially.
On Billboard,
And America.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
What do you think about these new boys, though? Everybody, I mean, the fresh guys coming on, the Fireboy, the Joe Rema. Boy, the Rema, how are they doing?
I'm a big fan of those young cats, man. I love those young cats. I love the freshness they bring to the scene. I like the energy they're bringing. I like the way they've changed the music. They've increased our fan base. They market to different audiences. I enjoy their music. And for me, that was one of my fears. I felt, you know, when slowly, if you start becoming an OG, you start becoming the old head, where you're like, these young guys, their music not as sweet, man. But I'm such a big fan of the music that I'm a big fan of the new guys. Yeah. You know, those that Mavens always brings up, Magic's, mm-hmm.
Chocolate City.
I've just left Chocolate City. I was listening to new music with Black Bones on released music.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Blackbone is crazy, bro.
He's a genius, man. That's another genius. You know, that's another special talent. Not only musically, but he knows, you know, he knows what to do. He knows
he understands the marketing.
He understands the marketing, you know. the likes of CK. Yeah, look
CK. Come on. Yeah. Those guys are killing. They're really killing.
I love them. Oxlade, you know, Ira Star.
Ira Star.
We're talking. Now we're talking. That's a special talent. I've seen her perform on stage with nothing but a guitarist and a pianist.
And
she held us down for 30 minutes in the UK. Like it was nothing. She was also having a conversation with us.
While she was performing.
19-year-old girl. You kidding me?
I know, man.
I was blown away. I'm excited about these special. I'm so excited about them, and I'm happy that I love them, because I was scared that I was going to be like, oh, OG. Yeah. But I'm a young fan. It
looks like it's not ending anytime soon.
The world is
Let me deviate from music a bit. Yeah. Nigeria as a country. Yes. When you guys look at that country and with the whole situation, the way everything is going, do you guys ever think that you might want to go back someday?
I'm not massively a fan.
Of the country?
Just the way it's being run. I'm not a fan of how the country is being run, the lack of security, the lack of just the normal amenities that human beings deserve.
Basics.
The basic amenities. And I love my people so much that they are too hardworking. Nigerians are some of the most hardworking people in the world.
100.
And without doubt, some of the nicest people in the world.
100.
The system are turning the young generation into some of the young generation into monsters with all this blood money and all of this stuff. The insecurity, the kidnapping, the armed robbery.
Yeah, so the frauds.
It's not anything that excites me. However, the greatness that the music industry has become, the entertainment industry has become, is a testament to the genius that we have in Nigeria and what those young men and women
can achieve. Yeah.
So that I just always I'm just holding on to those guys.
Sincerely, like, even me, I used to feel like they never saw it coming. If they did, maybe it would have been an obstacle some way, because they didn't see, nobody was focusing on music. There's no money there. They were on their, they know where to get, but look at what it is.
I hope that, you know, this young generation and these selfless entertainers and this incredible geniuses somehow would something would happen. And maybe if we get like a young leader that was ready to tap into the youth, just to support, not only with advice, but information and support, there'll be a turnaround.
Continue watching full episode on JaBless Original Intelligence Podcast YouTube channel. Please click subscribe to our channel. Like and comment on our videos. Thanks for watching.